As we head into a cooler weekend, cyclists of all stamina levels are hoping the great weather holds out for next weekend's Cycling for the Coast fundraiser. Public Radio East is a proud media sponsor for the North Carolina Coastal Federation's latest fundraiser. Today, Public Radio East's Mac McKee speaks with Federation spokesperson Sarah Phillips about the many ways you can take part in helping promote education and issues important to eastern North Carolina's delicate coastal habitat.
Sarah, I know you do a lot of things at the North Carolina Coastal Federation. Can you tell me what your job is there?
Anytime anyone calls and looks for any kind of projects or education with the Federation, they are sent to me. And basically, during the school year, I work a lot with students. I work with about 10 or 15 schools and 5 coastal counties here in the area. And anytime students or volunteers or adults want to get involved with the Federation with any of our habitat restoration projects, we do a lot of oyster and marsh restoration.
Basically, your job is an out-of-school educator, so to speak. A lot of times we talk about how important education is, but there's always time for fun. This Cycling for the Coast is certainly it. How did the Cycling for the Coast event get started with the North Carolina Coastal Federation?
Well, the cycling event was something new for us. A lot of our work focuses on habitat restoration and getting out into the marsh and planting marsh grass or putting oyster shells back into the water to create habitat for other oysters. And we wanted to kind of bring in a different type of group. We wanted to bring in someone that gets out there and exercises and enjoys the coast a different way. So this is our third year to do the cycling event.
Well, do you think that cyclists naturally fit that bill?
I do. I am a cyclist, and my coworker, Sam Bland, he's been helping organize this event as well. The both of us enjoy getting out and cycling, especially in the summer. Once you jump on your bike, you can see the beauty of the coast, but you can also get a little bit of a breeze, and you can see a lot more than maybe if you go for a run.
Now, Sarah, how much money has been raised approximately over the previous 2 years of the cycling event?
Well, all of the funds are going to our education programs. As you may know, education over the past couple of years, especially working for a nonprofit, education money has been hard to come by. And so the past 2 years, we've raised over $20,000 just from the cycling event. We're hoping this year to raise another $10,000 or so.
And of course, success always breeds success, and I'm certain that the event will be just as successful this year.
Yeah, I hope so. Every year we've had more and more people, and that's kind of the goal. As with any event, the more you do it, the more, just by word of mouth, things get passed around and people come back year after year and bring their friends or family or tell someone else about the event. So we're hoping that every year becomes more and more successful.
Now, Sarah, how do you register for the event, or even at this short notice, do you still have time to register to participate?
You do. The event is September the 21st, so next Saturday, but you can definitely register basically up to the day. All of the money, 100% of the proceeds go to the Federation, which is a great organization to help out, and they can go to nccoast.org.
Now, Sarah, this would be an important question for someone like me who is not an experienced cyclist under any circumstance or an athlete at all. So do you have to be a super cyclist in order to successfully participate in the event?
Not everyone is a super cyclist. We always like to tell people, a ride, not a race. And so everyone, all ages, from kids riding beach cruisers, adults riding beach cruisers, we have some recumbent bikes that people bring. We have the smallest distance is a 20K, which is just 12 miles, so that's doable for most people. And then there are two other distances, a 40K, about 25 miles, and an 80K. The 80K is definitely more geared towards people that are pretty serious cyclists.
Can you tell us the dates and times and where the beginning point and the end point will be for this cycling event?
So the cycling event starts on Saturday, September the 21st at 8 o'clock in the morning. Everyone needs to meet at Fort Macon State Park at the Visitor Center. That's where the ride will begin and end for all distances. So each distance will leave kind of a staggered start. I have volunteers along the whole island, so it's a very easy ride out and back. You have people along the way telling you when to turn, and then there is also an after party for everyone to attend that is registered at McCurdy's Restaurant in Atlantic Beach.
Now, for any additional information, how can folks get in touch with the Federation?
For any additional information, the website is the best place to go, so nccoast.org, and look for the pelican riding the bicycle, and there's a lot of information there about most questions that people would have, and then people can also just contact me. My information is there as well.
Now, Sarah, we've covered the cycling event. Now I want to know a little bit more about the North Carolina Coastal Federation.
Since 1982, our mission is basically to work together for a healthy coast. And basically, we want to provide citizens and groups with the assistance and education that they need to take an active role in environmental stewardship.
Now, does the Federation need volunteers? And if so, how do you volunteer?
We do always need volunteers. We have lots of different events that are going on. A lot of those are, as I said, education that people can kind of join in. But a lot of our work is done by volunteer. I would say 90% of our hands-on restoration projects are done by volunteers. And our website has a lot of really great information, and there's a button on there that says volunteer.
All right, Sarah. Well, thank you so much for being a part of the program today.
Yeah, thank you very much. I appreciate it.